episode 1156, Why Fit In When You Were Born to Stand Out.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people
happy
drive
day.
By.
I pray that your weekend has been a fabulous one. I know I've enjoyed it. I have been blessed to have my daughter home from college. She's on spring break, and we've had almost the entire family here. We're still missing one of our college boys. He's working hard, of course. And I just, you know, it's just something about coming together as family, that unity. Today, I want you to really reflect on where you are in your life. Why fit in when you were born to stand out? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, why fit in when you were born to stand out? A famous quote by Dr. Seuss. But he didn't say it first. God has not called you to fit in. That's in the Bible, 1 Peter 2:9. God created you to stand out, not to fit in amongst the average or the norm. Think how boring the world would be if we were all just average. God didn't create mediocrity. We did. We accepted it as our norm in our life, always going to the average or what seems to be the okay to where you are. If you were designed to be okay, then why are you here? A deep question of reflection for a day where everything seems normal. But your days are numbered, and they are so far from being normal. Or are they? I began really questioning where I am in life. I'm getting to be that middle age. Okay, really not middle age because we are living longer age-wise. And so I'm probably just under the middle age technically. But I really was reflecting on where is my life right now? I'm looking at the business of Create Your Now and where it's going to go, where God wants it to, you know, to go, my passion for it, how we're going to combine some new programs into it because it's beginning to explode, and I've got to make some major decisions. And so I've been really diving deep within myself, turning inward, looking at my heart, going, where is my passion? The passion that God has ignited within me, the one that doesn't go away, the one that gets me excited, the one that, well, I can have an outline, but I can just talk and talk and talk to you about it. I can share from my heart. It doesn't take this whole idea and this, you know, years worth of planning. No, it's been planted in me. Where are you in your life? The purpose for your life. Are you defining it by the roles you play? Being a mom of so many children, being a wife to whoever, being the director of a volunteer program, being a teacher, what your career decides for you. Is that your purpose in life? Or is there something more? I think everything works together in our life. And I believe everything works together for good, for those who love Christ and call Him Lord and Savior of their life. But the thing is we get caught up in our own earthly battles. The quick fix it, the immediate gratification, the I want this now. And we don't want to work for what it is. Do you think Jesus had it easy when he walked here on earth? Finding his disciples? I can't imagine that. Who would you pick right now in your life if you had to bring 12 people on board? How would you even begin to look and to know that these are going to be the people to go and send out on your mission? That's kind of scary when you think about it. Because if we really think about it, we probably don't have 12. We might have 2. Because you're trusting them with your life. Yet we keep ourselves busy. We keep ourselves buried in activities. Yes, we have obligations. And that's part of being a human being. We have obligations and we have to fulfill those responsibilities. So some of those things we can't erase, but how we go about it, our response, how we live out our life, that is where we can make a difference. We can live, love, and impact. Are you living your days through constant repetition and habitual actions, leaving the moment to pass just to rush to the next? I know for many years I was. It was what's next? I got to go to the next thing. Yes, I was present in the moment to a degree of about maybe 45 degrees, but I wasn't 100% in. I was only 45% in. And I thought I was doing okay, and I thought I could continue to do it, and God would send me these red flags, and I would catch them a little bit, but then I would kind of toss them to the side and say, oh no, this is not for me. I can still do this. Oh, no, we're going to battle through this. We're going to climb through this brick wall. We're going to bury this brick wall. We're going to get it done. I'm all in. But little did I know that it was all of my doing. I thought I was doing what God had intended me to do. And I honestly wasn't trying to fit in. In fact, I was really trying to stand out. But sometimes our way of standing out is not God's way. How are you standing out? Is your busyness that distraction? Because your busyness can be a distraction to what God really wants you to see. And even though that busyness can be productive and beautiful, and oh, it can be, it can be giving and loving, which I believe mine was. It can still be the one thing holding you back from God's heavenly design for your life. Where are you in your walk? Are you living out God's purpose or your own? Are you trying to fit in to the chaos that you've created, this busyness that you think that, well, life's going to be a mess anyway, so I'm just going to live in it. I'm going to accept it. And I'm going to be there. Stop fitting in and stand out. God says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. These plans are not about fitting in. God has not called you to fit in, yet we try every single day. We try to make it to the top of our class. We try to go and do the route that everybody says that's where we're supposed to go. I'm not saying that there is not a way to where you need to walk through life. There are avenues and certain steps, and we have to do them to get to where we want to be. If you want to be an attorney or a physician or a nurse or a teacher, if you want to be an electrician or a plumber, there are certain steps that you have to get there, right? There are certifications. You have to go through a process. You have to take classes. You have to be hands-on. You got to learn a lot of stuff. Yes, that's all there. But what I'm saying is, how are you using that in your life? Are you just fitting in? Are you playing, I'm all in God on Sunday, but I am so not all in on Tuesday? Or Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday, because it's not convenient. Why fit in when you were born to stand out? Stop fitting in and stand out. When you reflect today, as I have been reflecting over this past week, ask yourself this question, Lord, where do you want me? Where do you want me? I'm tired of being mediocre, the not very good, the uninspired, the ordinary, the indifferent, just here. Lord, where do you want me? And then be quiet. Listen. Watch. Wait for doors to open. Be patient, be hopeful, be inspired, and continue to have an open dialogue with a Heavenly Father who loves you, who says, I did not call you to fit in. I called you to stand out. I called you to create your now. I called you to be you because you matter. I created you on purpose, for a purpose, to live, love, and impact. You're my child. Don't settle for anything. Why fit in when you can stand out? It's time. Are you ready for the calling? Be ready, because I'm promising you, God takes the ordinary and turns it into extraordinary. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.